குண்டத்தட்ட குஞ்ச குட்டி ராதா குண்டத்தட்ட ராதா குண்டத்தட்ட குஞ்ச குட்டி குஞ்ச குட்டி கோவர்தன பர்வத யமுனா தீரா கோவர்தன கோவர்தன பர்வத யமுனா தீரா குசும சரோவர மானச கங்கா காலிந்த நந்தினி விபுல தரங்கா வம்சீவட கோகுல தீர சமீரா வம்சீவட கோகுல தீர சமீரா விருந்தாவன தருலதிகாவானீர் கக மிருக குல மலய வாத்தா மயூர பிரமர முரளி விலாசா வேணு ஸ்ருங்க பத சின்ஹ மேகமாலா வேணு ஸ்ருங்க பத சின்ஹ மேகமாலா வேணு ஸ்ருங்க பத சின்ஹ மேகமாலா வசந்த சசாங்க சங்க கரதாலா யுகல விலாசே அனுகூல ஜானி லீலா விலாசே உதிபகமானி ஏ சப சோடத் கஹி நஹி ஜாவோம் ஏ சப சோடத் பராண ஹராவோம் பகதி வினோத கஹே சுனோ கானா பகதி வினோத கஹே சுனோ கானா துவாவு தீபக ஹமாரா பராணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ராதே ராதே கோவிந்த கோவிந்த ராதே 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 கோவிந்த கோவிந்த ராதே ஓ गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे राधे श्री राधे गोपाल वज मन श्री राधे श्री राधे गोपाल भज मन श्री राधे श्री राधे श्री राधे श्री राधे गोपाल भज मन गोपाला श्री राधे गोपाल भज मन गोपाला पाल गोपाला नंदलाला गोपाला नंदलाला राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधा रानी जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे जय 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 श्री राधा रानी जय 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 श्री राधे राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय 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 राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन, जय गोवर्धन, जय जय नंदगाम, जय जय श्री बरसानो धाम, जय गोवर्धन, जय जय नंदगाम, जय जय श्री बरसानो, जय गोवर्धन, जय जय नंदगाम, जय जय श्री बरसानो धाम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम, जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम, जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम, పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి శ్రీమతి రాధారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన చంద్రకి శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్రా మహారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్ నితాయికి శ్రీ బాలాజీకి అదాష్టమి మహామహోత్సవకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ టుడేస్ సెషన్ ఆన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత. ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ special day for all of us today. A very happy day in the entire year, because on this auspicious day Srimati Radharani appears in this world and extends Krishna's mercy even more mercifully, even more approachably. So I decided to continue the Chaitanya Charitamrita today because we are exactly in that section of Radharani's description here, Radha Prem. What was the verse we left? 161. Correct. No, actually, 134 to 149 only I completed. Sorry, 133 only I completed. After that, there is a table. Oh, sorry, not that one. 161, correct. 161, verse number. 8th chapter. Madhya Lila, where the glories of Srimati Radharani are given. So up to that we have the Radha Tattva, Radha Swarupa was explained in 151 to 115 onwards. All the different Shaktis are explained, Tatasa Shakti and, you know, Jiva Shakti, Kshetrajna Shakti, it's all called marginal potency. Then Bahiranga Shakti, Chit Shakti. See, these names have to be remembered. Chit Shakti or Swarup Shakti or Antaranga Shakti, all are same. Radharani is called by these names. And Mahamaya Shakti is called Maya Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Avidya Shakti. And our marginal potency is called Tatastha Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Kshetrajna Shakti. So,
Let us proceed from this section and then we will try to complete. We will hear some of the glories of Srimati Radharani today.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुःवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गिराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद गौर भक्त वृंद
So one of the important things that we were discussing yesterday, we have to touch that subject before we go to this. Krishna, I told you yesterday that the Kama Gayatri Mantra is addressing Krishna. Mm-hmm. Brahmaji was actually given that mantra in the dawn of creation by Krishna's flute. Mm-hmm. And when Brahmaji chanted that mantra after 100 celestial years, he got the vision of the Supreme Lord. Mm-hmm. So, I wanted in the beginning of the class today, again remind you of the very clear-cut differences between the mundane Kamadev in this world, Rati and Madan, whom we call Cupid, and Krishna as the original Kamadev. So, let us be very clear about the difference between the two, and then we proceed with this today. You will see there are five arrows of Kama explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the five arrows of Kama lust. See, the 10 effects of Cupid are described as follows in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chakshu, Ragaha, Prathamam, Chitta, Sangha. Is it good enough? Little big. Chitta sangastato atha sankalpah nidra chedas tanuta vishaya nivritti trapanasah unmado murcha mritir iti etaha smaradasha dashayivasyuhu. He's saying in this Bhagavatam verse, this is verse number also is given below. First comes attraction expressed through the eyes, then intense attachment in the mind, then determination to achieve one's desire and loss of sleep, becoming emaciated, disinterest in external things, shamelessness, madness and becoming stunned and finally death. These are the 10 stages of Cupid's effect on any man or woman. And therefore you will find people generally when they become attracted to an object, member of the opposite sex, first thing that comes into picture is the eyes. A man looking towards a woman or a woman looking towards a man. So they keep, you know, they see with their eyes, keep seeing, and the longing increases by that seeing. Then one develops an intense attachment for that person's walking, speaking, joking, behaving. Then attachment is developed. Then one is determined, at any cost I have to attain that person in my life. Then when that determination comes, there are many people who put obstacles to that, because caste may not be same, or age may not be proper, or monetary considerations may be there, so many factors. And then one loses sleep because of fear of not able to connect with that person or losing that person. And then when one is not allowed to connect, and one is forced to separate, then one becomes emaciated and they become disinterested in other external things also. At one point of time they become shameless, let society say whatever they want. At any cost I am going to do, let people, even if relatives don't cooperate, we will go ahead. People become shameless. In that shamelessness they become mad, a mad attraction for the person, and they don't listen to anyone's good advice. And they become stunned. In this way, now these are explained, you will see. Chakravarti Thakur points out that the devotees who possess pure love of Godhead generally do not exhibit the symptoms of death, since this is inauspicious in relation to Krishna. They do, however, manifest the other 9 symptoms, culminating in becoming stunned in ecstasy. See why it is that death is mentioned, becoming stunned. After that, when a man and woman come together, the union actually makes them older. The age increases, they get more. Actually, the more they become attracted by lust, then the children who are the results of the union are born. Gradually, the body ages, and one is led towards death. That's the end of Cupid's effect. It is somewhat like a passion that is produced in an individual, and that passion actually pushes the person to act like this in these different ways. So Vishwanathacharya Thakur points out that they also, devotees manifest the same 9 symptoms in relation to Krishna also, he says, which means what? As soon as somebody sees the beautiful deity of Krishna, then you develop eagerness to see him with your eyes. Then even in the absence of the deity, the form of the deity comes in your mind. Then you are determined to become Krishna's devotee. And when relatives and friends try to stop you in becoming a devotee, you have a loss of sleep. If they force you to give up chanting, if they force you to give up associating with devotees, going to ISKCON temple, then become emaciated. And over a period of time, your determination in wanting to be Krishna conscious actually makes you disinterested in all the worldly things. You lose taste for material life. And then at one point of time, you become shameless in the sense that you run away from home, become brahmachari in the temple sometimes. You have seen people. And sometimes some relatives, friends raise objection, and a person is adamant. People want to, pull him back into material life. So in this way, one becomes stunned in Krishna's devotion, because one is pulled by materialists and on the other hand, his spiritual taste. So he becomes stunned, correct? Now, here is a picture of that prostitute who came to Haridas Thakur. This is the picture of Haridas Thakur, and the prostitute came to attract him, but she could not allure him at all. Rather, she became a devotee after 3 days of hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna chant by Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was fixed in his determination to chant. He could not be swayed by her. Why? Because he was attracted to Supreme Kamadeva, Krishna, and not to the temporary Kamadeva of this material world. If he was attracted to ordinary Kamadeva in this world, a beautiful prostitute coming to display her beauty in front of him, he would have fallen prey to her. So therefore, See, Prabhupada Taraji has commented, these are the five arrows of Cupid, which he inflicts on all conditioned living entities. Yeah, infatuation. Even the names are given in the 10th canto, that verse if you go. Infatuation, Ajit, you can see that. What is the verse number? Here it is given here. 10, 42, 14. Okay, we will see that. 10, 42, 14. Actually, this is another verse. The five, okay. If you put five arrows, a comma, you will get. Oh, not this one. Okay, when I locate that verse, I'll show you. It is there in the Bhagavatam. Surely we may come across there. Okay. Infatuation, agitation, heart burning, extreme tenderness and destruction. See here. Yapumsahastri amithani bhavametam. Tayor mito hrdeya granti mahu. That's what he's explaining here. That the attraction between man and woman produces heat in the body and unleashes material desires in our hearts and then makes a hard knot between the man and woman. Although there is natural attraction between the sexes in the material world, the conditioned souls, especially human beings, do not chase after the visible object of enjoyment. Due to previous conditioning or samsara, the mind has recorded certain enjoyable traits like beauty, education, wealth, fame, morality, etc. And one finds prima facie some of these traits in a person, and the opportunity to engage in association, karma releases his arrows. And then the first arrow, here is what he is explaining. The first arrow is one become, read that.
The first arrow makes one infatuated. One identifies only the best qualities in other person. One constantly thinks of the other, and if the opportunity permits, they talk with or meet with each other. In this way, the infatuation is deepened. When the next arrow pierces the heart, separation becomes unbearable. One's mind and senses are agitated. If opportunity permits, the couple increase their interaction until it covers the entire day. They derive mellow from each other's association, nectar to start with, then follow other things like children, household responsibilities, etc.
Here's the second one.
But such state does not last for long. As the third arrow pierces the heart, which begins to burn, the pain is almost intolerable. One's intelligence gets bewildered and one acts like a madman. Often the relationships enter problematic phase with frequent frictions producing more heat.
Ya kamat, no, this one, ya kamat krodho vijayate. The kama leads to krodha. Like our Shikshashtakam Prabhu in Nasik, he was abroad. He was selling in one of the traffic signals when their car stopped. Just ahead of his car, he saw a boy was driving a car and there was a girl sitting next to him and they were sort of making a public display of their affection by embracing and kissing. So, and then they stopped in the next signal after some 2 miles or so, you know. This woman was punching that fellow on the head, boom, boom. And she was hitting and slapping and beating. She became very angry and he became angry on her. He was also hitting. So he said, Kamat Krodha Vijayate. First it was Kama here and then it was Krodha there. Immediately within 2 miles distance, he was telling. So the point is, and the earlier what was like deep material attachment due to Kamadeva, that now turns into, you know, anger and problematic face, clash and everything. Yeah, read further.
The heat produces dryness as the fourth arrow pierces. One enters the extreme state of pain, breakup, unwanted
like divorce,
pregnancy,
yeah, unwanted
abortion,
pregnancy,
divorce, depression, stress, alcoholism, violence, ulcers, hair loss, etc.
Finally,
Finally, karma releases the fifth arrow, which just destroys the victim, suicide, acid throwing, murder, etc. Death separates even the most intimate couples. In this way, one suffers in this life and the next, entering into ghostly species.
This is material life. Huh? Arrow, huh?
All the five arrows are meant to increase the intensity of material entanglement and degrade one into the darkest pits of illusion. Two options are normally available for the conditioned souls. First, bhoga. Some philosophers like Daksha Prajapati say that one must continue to enjoy the material objects according to religious principles until one gets totally burnt out. The nature of passionate energy is that initially it appears like nectar but later becomes poison. Therefore, when the nectar turns into poison, it is the appropriate time to engage in yoga, union with the spiritual energy. However, this karma,
mimamsakas, ignore the fact that after performing yoga for some time, the senses again become active, ready to derive nectar from material objects. You understand? For example, if I eat too much gulab jamun, I get fed up with it today. But after 1 week, again I will want to eat. And the same phenomenon happens in material life. You know, we get attached, we become frustrated, again attached, again frustrated, it goes on like that. Such a bhogi yogis soon fall down to perverted mental enjoyment and enter hellish planets. Okay. And Tyaga?
Other philosophers like Ashtavakra say that one must completely renounce material objects and engage in yoga because the material nature is a falsity. The perception of nectar or poison from material objects is due to illusion of the existence of these objects and one's separate ego. Through proper knowledge, one can transcend the passionate energy and set oneself free from repeated birth and death. However, this jnana mimamsakas forget that even when one renounces the material objects, the stored desires remain to be evacuated in different ways when opportunities are provided by maya. The Hriday Granthi is too tight to be united by cultivation of...
No, the Hriday Granthi is too tight to be untied.
Untied, yeah. Untied by cultivation of imaginary knowledge and passive renunciation. Such taggy yogis fall down due to dryness of the senses and take birth among species with dormant consciousness like plants.
Yeah, the first category is called bhogi yogis. Second one is called tyagi yogis. They pretend to be like yogis, but that tyaga doesn't last for a long time. They fall again back. So bhogis also again fall back. Like bhogis may renounce out of stomach pain, eating, or out of frustration in sex life, but after some time again it comes back. That is bhogi yogi. This is tyagi yogi. Yeah. And then due to
the mercy of Krishna, God, and his representatives, we have access to an alternative. Like example, engagement in devotional service.
Sarvapadvinam muktam tatparatyanirmalam rishikena rishikesh sevanam bhaktiruchyate. We don't have to do bhoga in this world. We don't have to do tyaga. You know, we can sublimate bhoga tyaga by engaging in Rishikesha, Sevanam. That means, use all your senses in Krishna service. That's an easy way. Read the translation.
The material nature is neither an object of our enjoyment, nor it is a falsity. It is a reality meant for the enjoyment of the master of the senses and the sense objects, Krishna. Similarly, our ego is neither an independent product of the material nature, nor a falsity.
Actually, we don't have to give up ego. We have to purify our ego. Yeah, ego means what? Identification. So we can identify, I am Krishna Das, I am Krishna Dasi. That is right ego, true ego. False ego is, I am master, I am great, everyone should serve me. That is false ego. So we have to give up the false ego and we have to adopt the true ego. Like if we take the Kaliya dance Krishna did not kill the snake. Rather, he subdued the snake and removed all his poison and made him humble snake. And once he became a devotee snake, Krishna told, now you can go to Nagaland, to Fiji. And I will not kill you. I will spare your life. Similarly, ego also need not be killed. Ego has to be purified. Like Kaliya was purified. Therefore, we have to be purified of all material designations. Instead of thinking, I am a Indian, I am a Australian, I am a Canadian, I am American, or I am a Hindu, Christian, Muslim. These are all bodily identifications. Instead, we can sing, I am servant of God. I am a lover of God. Like that, we have to identify with purified senses. And give up the bhogatyaga. And then he says that, we can liberate him. And read the last para, yeah?
The complete victory of devotional process over kam was demonstrated by Thakur Haridas when he was approached by a beautiful prostitute at midnight in a secluded place. Due to his attachment to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, he not only resisted the attempts of the lady to enjoy with him, but also transformed her into a pure devotee.
Mm. So that means he was attracted to the supreme Kamadeva, Krishna. Huh? So therefore I showed you yesterday that in the spiritual world, nobody is attracted to sex life there. Why? Because there is no need. They have no need for it. Because they are tasting a very high pleasure. So, purpose is even in ISKCON society, husband and wife both wear tilak, husband wear dhoti kurta, wife wear sari, and they come to temple and actively participate in services to the deity, as well as book distribution, harinam and everything. They become so busy along with their children, so they forget all sense gratification. Even in this world, what is because spiritual world. Now coming back to this point about Krishna being Kamadev and the material Kamadev, first difference I told you yesterday, you know, in this world, Kamadev is able to create attraction between people, members of the same species, man to a woman, you know, he cockroach to a she cockroach, kutta to kutti, billa to billi, isn't it, share to sharni, more to morni, he will be able to create that attraction only, whereas the Krishna is a spiritual Kamadev, original. So he is attractive to all, not only the gopis. People generally criticize that Krishna is dancing with gopis, but Lord Shiva entered into the dance and his name is Gopeshwar Mahadev. He became a gopi, Shiva. Shiva is generally worshipped by the jnanis, and such jnanis develop a Purusha Bhava. They think, I am a male, I am a great male. I have control of my senses. So, therefore you will find even Shiva once burnt the Kamadeva. Correct, no? Yeah. But when it comes to, why is he burning Kamadeva on one hand and going and entering into Rasa dance as a female, taking a Gopeshwar Mahadev form to dance with Krishna? That means he burned away the material Kamadeva and he understood spiritual Kamadeva is the original Lord with whom everyone should dance. Now Narada becomes Naradi Gopi. Now Lakshmi wants to enter that dance. All great souls want to enter. In fact, the demigods and demigoddesses flying in the sky, when they heard Krishna's flute, they came down. The demigoddess and goddesses became inspired by the mood of the gopis to dance in the kirtan. And demigods also, they also prayed to Lord, is it possible for us to also become gopis and dance in your rasa dance? Even the men also, they were surprised how we have developed this sweet attitude now. All the fierce people become very tender people, you will find. For example, Dandakaranya rishis with all the, you know, beard and hair and everything, you know, they developed a desire to become a wife of Lord Rama, when they saw the beauty of Ram and Mother Sita serving Ram. And then when they came in Krishna Lila as the gopis, then they all danced with Krishna. That means these were all great males. But in the material world, male-female difference is based on the external appearance. But actually, jivas as such are only female. It's called prakriti. And Krishna is Purusha. So, therefore, when we talk about Krishna being the supreme cupid, he is Purusha, Purushottama. And we all are his prakriti. And the jiva is supposed to dance according to Krishna's tune. And then Krishna will dance according to Jiva's tune, once the surrender happens. That's why, you know, we say in that song, Dina Bandhu Dina Nath, Mere Dori Tere Hath. Like Radharani is telling, Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinashtuma Adarshanan Marma Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva Yatatatava Vidadatu Lampatu Matprananatastu Sayevana Praha. Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, you may embrace me or you can trample upon me. Either you can accept me or you can reject me, whatever you may want to do. You see, she says that, Mat Prananath, you are my Prananath. So when Radharani surrenders like this, seeing her surrender, then Krishna becomes sold out to Radharani's devotion. He says that, now I am purchased by you. Like that. So when the devotees of the Lord first surrender to Krishna and they become Krishna's property, Krishna's belonging, Krishna's paraphernalia, they become. Seeing that Krishna becomes touched in his heart, And then Dinabandhu Dinanath, Tere Dori Mere Hath. Lord's Jagannath Rathyatra's Dori is in whose hands? Devotee's hands. So Lord's, devotee's ropes are in Lord's hands. Like Arjuna is sitting in the chariot, and his chariot's horse's Dori is in whose hands? Krishna's hands, because Krishna is Parthasarathi. So Arjuna has handed over the ropes of his horses to Krishna. Here the Bhakta is actually in, controlled by the Supreme Lord. Whereas in Jagannath Rath Yatra, the Lord is controlled by the Bhaktas. Yeah. So that's a sweet relationship. So the Supreme Kamadev and his followers, this is the way they exchange love. There is nothing like the horrible exchange of sex life in this material world for the sake of production of children. Yeah, that type of relationship is not there. Like here you will see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. See here, Prabhupada said, read this one. This is 2.6.8.
The genitals and the pleasure of begetting counteract the distresses of family encumbrances.
Yeah, for example, if a man and woman marry and in their union they get some pleasure, but that pleasure is counteracted by when the baby comes, because then the mother has to breastfeed the child and changes the diaper, and the child passes stool and urine, she has to clean. So she takes a lot of trouble. Later on, when the child grows up more, then father takes trouble by bringing money and paying for the school education and standing in a long queue and admitting the child in the school. So all these difficulties balance the pleasure they get by union, man-woman, like that he says. Yeah.
One would cease to generate altogether if there were not, by the grace of the Lord, a coating, a pleasure-giving substance on the surface of the generative organs. This substance gives a pleasure so intense that it counteracts fully the distress of family encumbrances. A person is so captivated by this pleasure-giving substance that he is not satisfied by begetting a single child, but increase the number of children with great risk in regard to maintaining them.
Yeah.
Simply
so,
for this...
Yeah, man sometimes after marriage increases 3, 4, 5, 6 children sometimes, and he has to maintain them. Therefore, nowadays they have the policy, hum do, hamare do, or we two and we have one, or something like that. They have made some restriction. Yeah, yes.
Simply for this pleasure-giving substance. This pleasure-giving substance is not false, however, because it originates from the transcendental body of the Lord. In other words, the pleasure-giving substance is a reality, but it has taken on an aspect of pervertedness on account of material contamination. In the material world, sex life is the cause of many distresses on account of material contact. Therefore, sex life in the material world should not be encouraged beyond the necessity. There is a necessity for generating progeny even in the material world, but such generation of children must be carried out with full responsibility for spiritual values. The spiritual value of life can be realized in the human form of material existence, and the human being must adopt family planning with reference to the context of spiritual values and not otherwise.
Yeah, and then Prabhupada goes on to talk about it. So, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that there is a pleasure kept in the generative organ so that man and woman will unite and beget the children. So actually it is a pleasure kept so that they will bring the other jivas to this world by giving them material bodies. For that pleasure is kept like this. Whereas in spiritual world, every limb of the body can experience that pleasure. It's not only one particular part of the body. The whole body is made up of Sachidananda Swarupam. Lord's body also, jiva's body also. So what to speak of jiva touching the Lord simply by looking at the Lord and talking about him, both in meeting as well as in absence. The jivas experience oceanic bliss in their exchange. Therefore, in spiritual world, we don't have this type of material type of pleasure Prabhupada explained in Krishna book as well as in Bhagavatam I showed you. Now let's go to the further verses. What was that? 160. Yeah, we'll recite this 160 and then we go to the 160. Premera paramasara mahabhava jani. Sei mahabhava rupa radha takurani. Yeah.
The essential part of love of Godhead is called Mahabhav or transcendental ecstasy, and that ecstasy is represented by Srimati Radharani.
Yeah. Tayorapyubayor madhye Radhika sarvatadhika Mahabhava swarupeyam Gunair ativariyasi. Siddhu Ujjwal Nilamani. Yeah.
Among the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and another gopi are considered chief. But when we compare the gopis, it appears that Srimati Radharani is most important because her real feature expresses the highest ecstasy of love. The ecstasy of love experienced by the other gopis cannot be compared to that of Srimati Radharani.
He is not even taking the name. The other gopi is Chandravali. Because who is writing it? Rupa Goswami, no? So, it's Rupa Manjari. He doesn't even want to mention the name also. So, that type of groups are formed. Radharani and her group of gopis, we are coming in that side. They are called leftist. And Chandravali and her group is on the rightist. So, he is saying among the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and another gopi are considered chief. But when you compare the gopis, Radharani is most important, he says. Because she experiences the Mahabhava Swarupini. Premera swarupa deha prema vibhavita Krishnera preyasi sreshtha jagate vidita. Yeah.
The body of Srimati Radharani is a veritable transformation of love of Godhead. She is the dearmost friend of Krishna and this is known throughout the world.
Yeah. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bis
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permitted with ever blissful spiritual rasa.
She also resembles Krishna's spiritual figure, it says, because actually Radha and Krishna are one, but they have expanded into two forms for the sake of experiencing ecstasy and inspiring all the tiny jivas like all of us in ever blissful spiritual rasa. So Lord exchanges rasa with his jivas, and the jivas are headed by Srimati Radharani as the queen, chief queen of the Lord. So the Lord's affection for her and Lord's affection for all of us and our affection for the mother, divine mother Radharani, and her vatsalya for the jivas, motherly compassion for all of us. So all these things makes the spiritual relationships extremely nectarian and ever blissful rasa. Sei Mahabhavahaya Chintamani Sara Krishna Vancha Purnakare Yehi Karyatara. Yeah.
That supreme ecstasy of Srimati Radharani is the essence of spiritual life. Her only business is to fulfill all the desires of Krishna.
Mahabhava Chintamani Radhara Swarupa Lalita Disakitara Kaya Vyuharupa.
Srimati Radharani is the topmost spiritual gem, and the other gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, and so on, are expansions of her spiritual body.
Yeah, one important thing. I began telling you the difference between material Kamadev and supreme spiritual Kamadev, Krishna. First thing I told you is, in material world, only members of the same species are attracted to each other. Correct, no? Whereas in Krishna's case, all species are attracted to him. Not only the gopis, the gopas are attracted. The parents are attracted. Animals and birds are attracted. In fact, 10.15 chapter, if you read, you will see the birds are not ordinary birds. The yogis, they sit in a meditative posture as a bird in the tree and they are watching Krishna entering the forest of Raj. And the swans and ducks are also great devotees. The bumblebees are also great devotees. And the deers and the peacocks and the monkeys, they are all associates of Krishna. So you can see that they all are attracted. When same Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the forest of Vrindavan, you will see one picture where the deers are going and licking his lotus feet. You will see that. Dule dule gorachan hari guna gaye asiya vrindavane nache gaurarai. Dule dule gorachan hari guna gaye. So in that song it is mentioned the pakshis, Shuka and Sari, when they saw Krishna has come here again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they started singing very sweetly in the forest, Hari Guna Gai. And they were also singing Harinam Gai, Harinam Sanai. They were speaking Krishna Katha, they were speaking. And similarly the deers and the peacocks, they all came and they all came closer to him. This is the first point I told you, difference between Krishna and ordinary Madan. You will see when you go to some sanctuary or somewhere, the deers, when you go near them, what do? They run away. Whereas here Krishna is sitting in one place and they are coming to him. This is what makes Krishna the supreme Kamadeva. That means all jivas are attracted to him. That should be accepted. And that's a fact. You can see number one. And number two, we were discussing in the previous class also, another thing. Jat sankulam haripadanati matra drishtai, that purpose is, there is no sex pleasure of the type of sex pleasure in this material world. Because there is a embracing, kissing, but there is nothing like this world. And if somebody is thinking like that, it is, your mentality needs to be reformed, Prabhupada says in the Krishna book also. That is the second thing you find in that type of pleasure. Third thing, the separation increases remembrance of Krishna. Whereas in material world, out of sight, out of mind. You will see that. Here you will find, like for example, a boy wanted to marry a girl. But then due to some reasons in the family, disagreement or something, they may cry for a while and then she gets married to somebody and goes and he gets married to somebody else and goes. Correct, no? Whereas you will find Vrindavan Vasis lost Krishna at the age of 11 because he left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. And then to Mathura he left at the age of 11. And from Mathura he left at the age of 13 and a half ahead to Dwaraka. And then they met Krishna when he was 125 years old, still like a 16-year-old boy. Where? Kurukshetra. Now compare, he left them at 10th year and he is meeting number 125th year. That means, you know, a decade of union and a century of separation. Correct, no? A decade of union means 10 years they were with Krishna. And that was 1 century of separation. Do you think their love for Krishna diminished? That is the definition of love. It didn't diminish. So Rupa Goswami says, love means where there is every possibility of the relationship to break, but it never breaks. Where the separation enhances love, separation doesn't curtail love. Like that he says. This is another difference. The more a devotee is separated from Krishna, the more the longing for meeting Krishna and the loving feelings for Krishna, desire to serve Krishna, everything is increased. Like that it is said. And one will not find a substitute to Krishna. Because one feels there is no substitute to Krishna. He is my only Lord. I will give my life for Him. That kind of love you will find. Supreme Kamadeva. So, in this way, so this is another difference between Krishna and this thing. And also another difference is what? In this world, the Kamadeva produces burning sensation in the heart and frustration and divorce and anger after the lust. Correct, no? Whereas in Krishna consciousness, you will never hear somebody said, you know, I have been doing devotion service to Krishna and I got saturated, so I gave him up. Anybody who got connected to Krishna will never want to give him up. Of course, in the material world, you find some foolish people, even before becoming serious, they go away. But those who are, we see Maharajas and all, there are many people serving 40 years, 50 years. There was one pujari in Vrindavan serving the deities for 80 years in the same temple, bringing water from Yamuna, doing Abhishek, worshipping the Lord every day. So the beauty of Krishna is, you know, once a person has given his heart to Krishna, it will never be taken away. The gopis wanted to try to remove Krishna from their heart, correct, no? They asked Uddhava, Narada and all, they couldn't remove. That time Narada told the gopis, you see, with a melted heart, somebody has called the name of the Lord. And the Lord enters the melted heart. And then later on, one cannot bring out. Just like in a wax. You know the wax they use for seals, putting seal in a packet. So they, when it is a molten condition, they make a round one, like this. And then later on, it becomes dried, it becomes hard. So in a molten condition, if you put some turmeric or kumkum in that, it will go inside and become dry. Can you remove it afterwards? No, I cannot remove it. Similarly, Krishna, when your heart is in a melted fashion, you are calling his name, it enters. Krishna enters into your heart, he will never come out. So that's the beauty of this Kamadeva. Supreme Kamadeva is such that once you love him, you love him for eternity. No question of taking a U-turn and going away from him. You see? Yad gatva nani vartante. Whereas in material life, a boy, girl connect, they have some tight someone, sometimes 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years also sometimes. Up to the point, and then sometimes they have a tooth and nail fight and they end up divorcing even after marriage. Correct, no? So therefore the material world is much different from the spiritual world. Loving relationships. Yeah.
Radha prati Krishna sneha sugandhi udvartan ustana. Tate ati sugandhi deha ujjvala varana.
Yeah.
Srimati Radharani's transcendental body is brilliant in luster and full of all transcendental fragrances. Lord Krishna's affection for her is like a perfumed massage.
Yeah. So, in this way, your Papa is saying that Sugandhi Udvartana refers to the paste made of several perfumes and fragrant oils. This paste is massaged all over the body, and in this way the body is dirt and perspiration removed. Srimati Radharani's body is automatically perfumed. But when her body is massaged with the scent paste of Lord Krishna's affection, her entire body is doubly perfumed and made brilliant. Actually, her body itself is fragrant, and her affection for Krishna has made it even more fragrant, he's saying. Yeah, the description is based on a book Raghunath Das Goswami says in Prema Boy. Prabhupada quotes that. Yeah. So in this way, he's talking about this thing. How the beauty is enhanced, see here, the love of the gopis of Krishna is full of transcendental ecstasy. It appears to be a brilliant jewel. Enlightened by such a transcendental jewel, Radharani's body is further perfumed and decorated with kumkuma. The morning her body is bathed in nectar of compassion, afternoon bathed with nectar of youth, evening nectar of luster itself. In this way the bathing is performed and her body becomes as brilliant as Chintamani jewel. She is dressed in various kinds of silken garments, one of which is her natural shyness. Her beauty is more and more enhanced, being decorated with the red kumkuma beauty of itself and blackish musk of conjugal love. So in this way, all these things are given in a tabular format. So it's very long purport it is. So this is all from Premam Bhoja Maranda, which Kaviraj Goswami is quoting. Yeah. So here you see, you can read this.
Thus she is defeated.
Here. No, from here we can read. From here we read. Sorry. Yeah.
She always keeps her hands on the shoulder of her gopi friend, who represents her youthful beauty. And although she is highly qualified with so many spiritual assets, she is nonetheless affected by the cupid known as Krishna. Thus she is defeated. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami offers his respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani, taking a straw in his mouth. Indeed, he prays, O Gandharvika, Srimati Radharani, just as Lord Krishna never rejects a surrendered soul, please don't reject me. This is a summary translation of the Premam Bhojam Marandam.
Although it is said Krishna is the supreme cupid, Radharani is defeated. Ultimately, Krishna is defeated by her devotion also. Dehi Pallavam Udaram, as Jayadeva Goswami, in his Gita Govindam writes. Karunya Amrita Dharaya Snana Prathama. Tarunyamrita Dharaya Snana Madhyama.
Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, and she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth.
Yeah. So, in this way, this is the same point what was mentioned in the previous one. Lavanyamrita Dharaya Tadupari Snana. Nijalajjah Shyama Patta Shati Paridhana. Yeah.
After her midday bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of the bodily luster, and she puts on the garments of shyness, which is her black silk sari.
Yeah. So in this way it goes on. The Prabhupada is explaining about the certain details here. If you see, yellow and upper garment is pinkish, and in her affection and attraction for Krishna, the lower garment is black as silk sari and her shyness. Krishna anuraga dvitiya arunavasana. Pranayamana kachulikaya vaksha achadana. So in this way he is going to describe all the different parts of the body of Krishna Radharani along with qualities, mixed with qualities it is explained. If you see each of them, you can keep seeing the translation. See, craftiness and covered anger constitute the arrangement of her hair. The quality of anger due to jealousy is the silk garment covering her body. Her attachment for Krishna is the reddish color of the betel nuts on her brilliant lips. Her double dealings in loving affairs constitute the black ointment around her eyes. Like this. So therefore they have given a table here for all these different qualities of Radharani in the book. It's not there in the Chaitanya Subodhini, it is there, page 146 and 147. So, these are very difficult for us to understand. Because the dress of Radharani is combined with her qualities here. Like, for example, if somebody is wearing a red dress, dark red dress, it's considered very gaadi, they call it. Gaadi dress means it's passionate dress, correct? No? If somebody is wearing a mild color dress, yellow color dress, it's like a sattvic dress, correct? No? So, different colors also represent certain gunas. How? Because they awaken certain moods in others when they see those colors. Like we say yellow, red, black or blue, every time we say like that. The same manner here also, many of the qualities are connected with the kind of ornaments and the dresses and her scent, all these things are connected to the qualities here. See, here he explains here, you see. Is this purport?
The 20 different moods headed by Kila Kinchita are described as follows. First, in connection with the body, there are bhava, ecstasy, hav, gestures, and hela, negligence. In relation to the self, there are shobha, beauty, kanti, luster, dipti, brilliance, madhurya, sweetness, pragalbhata, impudence, avadarya, magnanimity, and dhairya, patience. And in relation to nature, there are leela, pastimes, vilasa, enjoyment, vichiti, breaking off, and vibhrama, puzzlement. There are no English equivalent for the words kila kinchita, mottaita, and kuttamita.
Yeah, and Radharani is talking about her qualities and is divided into mental, verbal, and bodily parts. Yeah. Her attitude of forgiveness and mercy is all mental. Her talks, which are very pleasing to hear, pleasing to the ear, are verbal. The bodily qualities are age, beauty, luster, and grace. So he's dividing them all into three categories. The body, her words, and her mind. Like that. So her flower garland consists of these things. Yeah. See, Sauvagya Tilaka Charu Lalate Ujjwala. Prema Vaichitya Ratna Dana Hridaya Tarala. Yeah.
The tilak of good fortune is on her beautiful broad forehead. Her various loving affairs are a gem, and her heart is like is the locket.
Yeah. Madhyavayasa Saki Skande Karanyasa. Same point that she keeps the hand on the Saki's shoulder and then she talks. Krishna Lila Manovriti Saki Ashapasha. Yeah.
Srimati Radharani's gopi friends are her mental activities, which are concentrated on the pastimes of Shri Krishna. She keeps her hand on the shoulder of a friend who represents youth.
Yeah. So Ashtasakis are different varieties of pleasure connected with the pastimes of Krishna. Following those pastimes of Shri Krishna are other activities which are the assistants of the gopis. Like that. So it goes on like this. Okay, we'll read 2-3 more. We'll read. Krishna nama gunayasha avatamshe avatamsakane.
Krishna nama gunayasha
pravahavachane. Yeah.
Srimati Radharani's earrings are the name, fame, and qualities of Lord Krishna.
This is a very important verse. You should remember this. Krishna Radharani's earrings are what?
Name, fame, and
quality. That means her ears are always decorated with hearing of Krishna Katha. That's the point. That's like a beautiful earring. And the glories?
The glories of Lord Krishna's name, fame, and qualities are always inundating her speech.
Yeah, correct. So her speech and the earrings. Krishna ke karaya shamarasamad. Okay, it goes on like this. Let us go ahead. I think this is a prayer from the Govinda Lila Amritam. Yeah. You can read this one, translation, yeah. You'll recite the sloka. Ka Krishnasya Pranayajani Bhushthrimati Radhikaikam. Kasya preyasya nupama guna radhikai ka na chanya. Jaitmyam keshe rishitaralata nishturatpam kuchesya. Vancha purtyai prabhavati hare radhikai ka na chanya. In this way, there are many. Like here, if one asks about the origin of love of Krishna, the answer is that the origin is in Srimati Radharani alone. Who is the most dear friend of Krishna? The answer is in Srimati Radharani, no one else. Like that. So, in this way, it goes on discussion about Radharani. Here comes comparison, comes here one. Yara sau bhagya guna vanche satya bhama. Yara thai kala vilasa shike vrajarama. Yara saundar yadi guna vanche lakshmi parvati. Yara pativrata dharma vanche arundati. Yeah.
Even Satyabhama, one of the queens of Shri Krishna, desires the fortunate position and excellent qualities of Srimati Radharani. All the gopis learn the art of dressing from Srimati Radharani, and even the goddess of fortune Lakshmi and the wife of Lord Shiva Parvati desire her beauty and qualities. Indeed, Arundhati, the celebrated chaste wife of Vasishtha, also wants to imitate the chastity and religious principles of Srimati Radharani.
See, sometimes people wonder that Krishna danced with so many gopis, some were married, some were not. But how is that considered the supreme chastity? Somebody may have a question. Actually, all the jivas, are Krishna's devotees, and Krishna is called Satvatam Pati. He is the Pati of all the jivas. He is the only Swami. Just like, for example, somebody is made a class representative in a class. But ultimately there is principle. Under the principle only the class representative is made. And after he passes out of the class, will he be continuing? He will pass out and go. Another representative will be made. But the principle will be constantly there. So Krishna is like that. Krishna remains a master of all the jivas all the time. But other people are made master for a while and then removed from their position. Therefore, nobody is actually pati of anybody. And Krishna is called Satvatam Pati, pati of all. Therefore, if somebody is fully devoted to Krishna, that is such a person is called by the name Sati. Kunti Maharani is called by the name Sati. You will find that. Why Sati? Because she was fully devoted to Krishna. That's the Supreme Pati Vrata. Yara Sadguna Ganane Krishna Paya Para. तार गुण गणिबे के मने जीव छार
इवन लॉर्ड कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ कैन नॉट रीच द लिमिट ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी हाउ देन कैन एन इनसिग्निफिकेंट लिविंग एंटिटी काउंट देम
इवन कृष्णा इज नॉट एबल टू काउंट ही सेइंग प्रभु कहे जानी जानी लो कृष्णा राधा प्रेम तत्व शुनिते चाहिए दुहार विलास महत्व
लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिप्लाइड नाउ आई हैव कम टू अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रूथ ऑफ लविंग अफेयर्स बिटवीन राधा एंड कृष्ण नंदीलेस आई स्टिल वॉन्ट टू हियर हाउ बोथ ऑफ देम ग्लोरियसली एंजॉय सच लव
या महाप्रभु वॉन्ट्स नो नाउ दैट कम्स टू दिस वन द ग्लोरी ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण हियर सो द लिमिट ऑफ साध्य that comes in this last part. This is 187, no? Yeah. So, we will read the translation, go ahead. Okay, we will read a few more verses. Raya kahe Krishna haya dhira lalita Nirantara kama krida yahara charita Yeah. See, Ramandra replied, Lord Krishna is dhira lalita. He can always keep his girlfriends in a subjugated state. Thus, his only business is enjoying sense gratification. And then Prabhupada explains, purport, read that.
We should always remember that Krishna's sense gratification is never to be compared to the sense gratification of the material world.
Yeah, same point he has made, like the gold and the iron comparison he is making. Yeah. You see, one example if I give, it will be very clear. In our school days, college days also we have seen, sometimes a boy tries to make one of the girls in the class angry. Correct, no? By his speech and behavior, and naughty behavior, and then he makes the girl very angry, and then everybody is laughing. So this is a kind of imitation of the spiritual activities in the spiritual world. Like for example, Radharani is asking Krishna, "Hey, because Krishna one day was wearing only dhoti, there was no kurta. Instead of kurta, what he was wearing? Flower garlands, fully, completely covered with flower garlands." She said, "Hey, Kana, where is your vase?" she asked. So Krishna told her that, "My vase is in your eyes. Oh, beautiful Radhe." Like that he said. What did Krishna mean? Vase means? Vase means residence. Like that he used. But she used the word vase as cloth. "Hey, where is your vase?" That means Angavastra. Where is it? So what Krishna said? "My vase is in your beautiful eyes, oh Radhe." Like that he said. Then again she asked, no, you are not understanding, I am asking you, where is your vase? This is the vase. So then second time Krishna used another meaning. The vase means sugandha. So he said, I am wearing this flower dress today, so that this vase will attract you. Like that he told her. So Radhani, her head was spinning. So Krishna is called as genius. In the same manner, sometimes Krishna is genius, but Radharani is super genius. One day Krishna goes and batters the door, Radha's door. Radha is asking, "Who is that who is battering my door with one finger?" Like that she asks. He said, "Hey Radhe, I am Madhava who has come here." Radharani immediately said, "Madhava? Madhava means spring season. Has spring season come to my door?" She asked. Krishna said, No. I am the crusher of serpents who has come. Please open the door." She said, "Garuda is the one who crushes the serpents. Has Garuda come to my door?" she asked. He said, no, 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 I am the master who wields the disc. Who is that? Lord Vishnu has chakra, no? I am the master who wields the disc. Please open the door, he said. She said, generally potters are the one who use the disc. You know, potters, they do like this. Are you a potter who has come to my door? And finally Krishna said, hey Radhe, you don't understand. I am Lord Hari who has come. Please open the door. Finally he told himself. So, in this way sometimes Krishna would joke with Radharani and Radha would joke with Krishna like this. But both are genius in playing with their words. Like this. So, in this way he is saying, so their play, their sanctification sometimes is imitated by boys and girls of this world also. You can see them doing. Sometimes in a class, a boy knows that a girl has some love for him and he has some love for her. So, they will use that to make her angry and then in that, or he will do like a monkey kind of thing, some action he will do by which the girl will laugh and he will go and tell his friends, oh, I made her laugh today. Oh, that is my success. I made her laugh. So, by that laughter, he expects himself to get a little more closer to her. Correct, no? So, this is exactly like imitation of the perverted reflection of the relationship of Krishna and Radharani. Correct, no? There, when it is happening, Radha and Krishna are one. No? Radha, Krishna, Ekata, no? They are divided into two for this kind of exchange of rasa to give delight to the jivas. And the jivas become more attached to Krishna by seeing such pastimes. No? On the other hand, one more thing I said earlier, if Krishna is Supreme Kamadeva, and we say, you know, everything is his energy. Correct, no? Whether it is, material energy or spiritual energy. In our case, is everything our energy? You know, we happen to be here and another Krishna's part and parcel happens to be here. So, we are trying to take Krishna's parts and parcels and enjoy, whereas Krishna is having joking, fun relationships with his own part and parcels. So, in 190, one section is ending. And then 191 onwards, the Prema Vilasa Vivarta is starting. So, we'll finish this one more verse and then we'll conclude. Yeah. See, as a person who is very cunning and always youthful, expert in joking and without anxiety and who can keep the girlfriends always subjugated is called Dhira Lalita. Definition of Dhira Lalita is given here. Yeah. Dhira Lalita means what? In the midst of multiple girls, he is not affected. He can joke without any anxiety. And he can keep them, actually, he can speak in an expert way that he can charm the heart of everybody. Day and night, Lord Krishna enjoys the company of Shrimati Radharani, the bushes of Vrindavan. His pre-youthful age is fulfilled through his affairs with Radharani. It goes on like this. And then it goes, 191 we will start. The next class we will do it. So talks of Ramandraya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go on a little more about Radharani, and then this is the Kanta Prem. We have to keep it at the highest pedestal and worship it in our heart, because Krishna's ananda or happiness has taken on the form of Radharani. That's one verse in which it says, Govinda Anandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. She is the chief of all the Lakshmis, Kanta Shiromani. And Govinda's Ananda has taken on the form of Srimati Radharani. Pleasure potency of Govinda. And so therefore she acts as a feminine counterpart of Krishna. So Krishna and Radha, Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. So you can see Narayan always keeps Lakshmi in his chest has a golden hair, correct, no? So, the Lakshmi and Narayana are one, but she comes out and massages Narayana's feet in order to teach all the jivas how to become Narayana's servant. Otherwise, they are one who are separated into two. Same way with Radha and Krishna also. Shrimati Radharani ki, Chandratamrita ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.